Mr. Chair, the PG23 thanks the panelists for showing once more that financing for development domains should not be confined to mere technical discussions, but are a strategic and vital playground for human rights. Putting human rights at the intersection of complex governance reforms and policy initiatives is crucial for dismantling systemic and historical injustices that pervade global economy and financial architecture. At the policy level, we fully agree on the crucial role that debt sustainability analysis and human rights assessments could play in orienting the necessary change of paradigm. At the governance level, within the systemic proposals that have been outlined, we see especially urgent and needed the establishment of a fair, transparent, and binding UN-based sovereign debt workout mechanism for debt, both public and private, restructuring and crisis resolution, through the agreement on a specific framework convention that could be achieved as an outcome of the fourth FFT conference. Addressing the structural injustices needs recognizing where they are grounded and tracing their root causes. In such a wider framework, we cannot decouple foreign debt's financial dimension from the colonial and ecological dimensions, and we cannot avoid to reclaim the cancellation of illegitimate foreign debt and rebalance unfair burden sharing in external debt governance. A UN-based multilateral framework able to put debt issues in such a wider and fairer perspective will be a key step towards democratizing global economic governance and making financial architecture working for the vulnerable and marginalized peoples and countries that keep suffering because of it. Thank you.